Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode.
I get a lot of messages from people. How do I get out of an emotionally abusive relationship? How do I end this relationship? I want to end it and I'm stuck not knowing what to do, but I know I can't live with this person. So you're basically living two lives. You're knowing that this relationship needs to end, but you're stuck in this place of not being able to move forward. So this week, I want to give you three steps towards you leaving this emotionally abusive relationship, or even a relationship with a narcissist, which is emotionally abusive. But I want to give you these three things because these things have to be done in order for you to have the strength to really leave this person, and in order to also make sure that you yourself are in a good space for what you're about to enter into, whether that's a divorce or a breakup. So the first thing towards leaving an emotionally abusive relationship, and this is probably the hardest thing that you have to do, is you have to decide to leave. So in this step, deciding to leave is more than you worrying about all of the things that could possibly happen in the future. You know, what is this gonna look like for the kids? What's gonna happen to me? I need to get a job. I was financially dependent on my husband or my wife or my spouse. Maybe this person can change. Maybe they're not that bad. Look, they're being nice. And you know, I know that this is a cycle, but maybe this time it'll actually stick. All of that goes away and you stop focusing on the other person and you start looking at yourself. You have to stop putting so much fear into the future and start reflecting on your past. And when you reflect on your past, you have to see, who is this person that I'm in a relationship with? And you have to be able to take a hard, hard look at yourself. You have to take a hard look at, where are your wounds that are causing you to stay entangled in this abusive cycle? You have to take a hard look at, okay, what's important to me in a partner? What are my values? And am I honestly getting that from this person? And that's where people really can get tripped up sometimes, is because they're projecting what they want onto this person, when this person is not that person. And a lot of the times they're not ever even going to be capable of being that person. And facing that hard reality and facing that truth is really essential towards you deciding to leave. Because when you decide to leave, you have accepted that this person is not going to change. This situation is not going to change. And the only person or thing that really has to change is me. I'll tell you, this step is definitely not easy by any means. And this is where learning how to love yourself, learning how to parent yourself, learning how to self-soothe through this transition that you're about to go into is really crucial towards you maintaining your sanity, towards you gaining the strength and the confidence and the self-worth and the self-respect that you're gonna need to stick this through and say there's no going back after this. And you already have it in you. We all have it in us. It's just a matter of tapping into it. You know, it takes power to leave an abusive relationship. It takes strength. It takes confidence. It takes not having a fear, you know, letting that fear of the unknown completely go. And you deserve better than you're already getting. And you have the ability to change your situation. It doesn't matter what life situation you have. It could be the worst situation. You could be completely financially dependent on someone. You know, you could have been with someone for 40 years and now, you know, you're in your 60s or 70s and you're like, well, this is just the end of my life and I have to ride it out. That is absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Because you are not helpless in this situation. And this is about you. This is about your life. This is about your happiness. And something that I have always said for years, whenever someone would come to me and they would just assume, okay, this is the life situation, or I just don't have the strength to do this, no matter what it was, I always said, do you know someone that has gone through something similar to what you're in right now? And most of the time, everyone says yes, whether it's a celebrity or a friend or whatever. Someone else has always gone through a situation. It's probably not identical, but it's very, very similar to what you've gone through in life. And they made it out. So if that person can make it out and have a great life, or if Susie over here can be married to a wonderful husband and Bob has a great wife who's loving and supportive, why do those people get those opportunities or get those situations and you don't? There really is no difference. The only difference is that they made it happen for themselves. And that's why I say you're not helpless. The second thing that you really have to do when you're getting ready to leave an emotionally abusive relationship, or you really just want to, is you have to constantly be working on yourself. So watching videos like this, watching self-motivation, watching things that encourage your self-love, and you learn how to love yourself, and you learn how to parent yourself, and you learn how to have that supportive dialogue. You learn that you are enough. You learn that you are worthy of an amazing marriage and relationship, and that you didn't deserve this relationship, and that you didn't deserve this abuse, but also taking responsibility for your part in the dynamic of this situation, that you had a lot of internal wounds and possibly still do that you need to heal in order for you to get to that healthy place so you can really attract a great partner. So the second step is be prepared for the backlash. It's almost like, you know, you have the big game on Friday night and you have been practicing and practicing, or you have the big test and you've been studying and you've been doing all of this preparation for what is going to entail. You know, when people go to war, they don't just go to war. There is months and hours and days and weeks of training that has to be done in order to mentally prepare, physically prepare. It's really the same thing. You know, deciding to leave and mentally preparing for this and physically preparing for what this is going to mean, whether that's, you know, getting a job and moving out and money and all of those other things. This part, being prepared for the backlash, is really about your mental toughness. This is about putting all of that stuff that you're learning about how to love yourself and how to parent yourself and what's going to happen when my spouse just becomes more abusive than I ever thought he or she could possibly be, because that could very well happen. You know, oftentimes it gets worse before it'll ever get better. And this new you that you are becoming is really preparing you for the person that you're gonna have to be when you leave this relationship. So when you end this relationship with your partner, and maybe number one, they're not expecting it whatsoever. Number two, they don't want you to go. They like having control over you. They like, you know, gaslighting you. They like projecting and using guilt and manipulation on you. And you have taken it for years and years. So they know that you're a good source of narcissistic supply, or a good source of, when I feel like crap, I'm going to just dump it all on you and you're going to take it. And then you're going to feel like crap and I'm going to feel better. You're basically their emotional punching bag, and have always been. And now the tides are changing and you're becoming a different person, and they're not going to like it if they don't already not like it, which is maybe why, you know, this relationship is really starting to end, is because you're starting to stand on your own two feet and having your own thoughts and opinions, and the other person doesn't like it. So preparing yourself for the backlash is really about, how are you going to be able to self-soothe yourself when you have this conversation with your partner and you're going through this breakup process, or you're going through a divorce process, and they say the most hurtful things in the world? Because what they're ultimately doing is just projecting everything onto you, so you'll feel guilty and you'll take them back, or, you know, you'll be manipulated and you'll come back into the relationship and start that abusive cycle all over again. So what are you gonna do when the person that you either still love or loved, that you were married to or had a long-term relationship with, had children with, trusted, valued their opinion, tells you that you're a completely selfish human being and that you're gonna ruin your family's life, or, you know, the kids are gonna always hate you and I can't believe you're doing this to me? And I mean, what are you gonna do when all of this stuff is being said to you? And if you're a good person, of course, you're going to feel that inside. You're going to feel maybe that little bit of self-doubt of like, am I making the right decision? Can I really try on this? Especially if you're still in love with your partner. It is not an easy thing to do. But remember, it's a muscle and you're starting to work this muscle. And so you have to stay at it. You have to be able to learn how to parent yourself. You have to be able to have that inner dialogue. You have to be able to recognize when someone's projecting and when they're trying to make you feel bad for your decision. And you have to be able to also not have or not try to have rational discussions with your partner. Because 9 times out of 10, you're not dealing with a logical, rational person. So by you getting angry and trying to convince your partner, your soon-to-be ex-partner, you know, I can't believe you would say that to me. How can you not take responsibility for your part in this relationship? And I never wanted this, and this was all you're doing because you do this, this, and this, and you're abusive to me. That goes nowhere, absolutely nowhere. Because if they recognized that they were abusive, they would have changed by now. They would have seen that maybe not in their relationship with you, but maybe in a relationship with another person in their life, that, hey, things always seem to go wrong for me in certain areas of my life. They would be able to self-reflect to say, okay, this actually isn't about everyone else. I'm the problem. But they're not able to do that. So to have rational conversations with them is really pointless. The next thing is really, it's just necessary. You absolutely have to do it in order to end this relationship. You have to spend the time, the money, the effort, the energy, everything, and invest in yourself. This is where you're healing from everything that you've been through, not just in this relationship, but really where those internal wounds actually started. So whether that's you go to therapy, whether that's you hire a life coach, whether that's you become obsessed and watch videos on YouTube, because this is free information. And I know for me, when I was going through my divorce, I lived on YouTube. And half of the reason why I started my channel is because I wanted to give back, because I had learned so much from this channel. And I realized just how amazing of an outlet it actually was, because it is free. This is all free information that we're sharing with each other, whether it's our own personal experiences and journey, so others don't feel like, oh my God, I'm not the only one that's gone through this and I don't feel alone. And there's a ton of other people in the world that have been through the same experiences as me. Investing in yourself, you have to do it, because if you don't, you're going to repeat the same mistakes over and over again. And you might have a moment right now where you feel that strength, you feel that confidence to leave this relationship. But really, the investing in yourself is also preparing you for your future. So this is setting you up for, what is my future going to look like? You know, if you are ending a 25-year marriage, a 30-year marriage, and you were a housewife, what is this next part of your life going to look like? You're going to need the confidence and the coaching and the therapy and the journaling and the working on yourself and reinventing yourself and getting to know yourself again, or maybe even for the first time, in order to start that next chapter. And this is all exciting stuff. This is not stuff to be scared of. You know, we all have a fear of the unknown. We all can get anxious at times or stressed about what could happen in the future. But the fact of the matter is, the only thing you can worry about is in this moment. And as long as you're doing the stuff every day to get yourself to a better place, healthier place, your future will be amazing, because you are creating it. That really is the bottom line. And when I talk in my videos about taking responsibility for your life, you know, everything in life starts with you, that's what I'm referring to. Is yes, this relationship, you played a part in it and you have to accept that. But you also have to accept that now you have the ability to wipe the slate clean and start fresh. And that's an exciting place to be. The last thing, and this is huge in terms of your self-development, in terms of investing in yourself, is you have to surround yourself with your tribe. You have to, for me, when I was going through my divorce, I actually let go of a lot of people. I let go of family members. I let go of dear friends that I had, you know, that had been my life for many, many years. And I did that because I knew that those relationships were dead. There was nothing left in those relationships that I felt like I was gaining anything positive from. And that was a sad moment for me. But I realized that when I did that, it opened up the space for really amazing people to come into my life. And I know personally, I have a lot of clients right now that are not struggling in that area, but they're starting to transition into that place of opening up, you know, letting go of some old stuff and opening up and allowing great opportunities to come their way. You can't have amazing relationships in your life if you're surrounding yourself with shitty people. That's just not going to happen. So you need to surround yourself with the people that love you at your core, know exactly who you are, and love every bit of what makes you you. This is the time when you do the things that you enjoy doing with the people that you love. This is about surrounding yourself with the people that are gonna uplift you and motivate you and remind you of who you are when you forget, or just be there for you and just listen. You know, half the time when we're going through these transitions, one of the biggest things that we need is just validation sometimes, because we haven't learned how to give it to ourselves, and you have to trust that the people that you're surrounding yourself with have your best interest at heart.
So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.